This is Chris Bleck on ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports. Thanks for listening to the Bleck and Abdallah podcast. It's presented by Coors Light. Stay inside and buy your Coors Light online. Find out how at get.coorslight.com. Coors Light, take time to chill.
It's Bleck and Abdallah. Follow us on the gram at Bleck and Abdallah and at ESPN underscore Chicago. This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
It's Bleck and Abdallah on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app. If you want to join the show, you can call us at 312-332-3776. So we have news. Do I need to get the breaking news sound effect? Is that...
I don't know if it's breaking. It's developing news.
I have it ready to go. You let me know if I need to
now,
click it. I have it ready to go. I have it on my screen.
Earlier this week, I hit it for Kristen Cavallari announcing that Very Cavallari would be ending. So, I mean, that's... That's breaking news.
I think that's a loose interpretation of the usage here at the station.
Like breaking news is something that is definite.
Okay, so you're saying no because we do have news, but it's not definite news of something taking place.
So
agreements in place, right?
We started the show discussing the NHL and the proposed 2014 playoff and a sport that is laying the groundwork for determining a date to come back at a format in which they would come back to, and the Blackhawks would be one of the teams in this 2014 playoff. Now, the NHL Players Association has sent out a release that's saying the NHLPA statement on return to play format. The executive board of the NHLPA has authorized further negotiations with the NHL on a 2014 return to play format to determine the winner of the 2020 Stanley Cup. The executive board of the NHLPA Association has authorized this. Several details remain to be negotiated, and an agreement on the format will still be subject to the parties reaching agreement on all issues relevant resuming to play. So to me, what this means, it's not breaking news, it's developing news, because the NHLPA has said, we're cool with this, but we still need to work out a few things. And so now they go back to the owners, and they go back to the league, and they say, this is what we want to do. And the league goes, okay, this is what we want to do. And they go, okay. And then you have an agreement, and then you can hit the sounder.
I think you're wrong. I mean, they say they've authorized further negotiations with the NHL on a 2014. But the news is they are agreeing on the 2014 return to play format to determine the 2020 Stanley Cup.
Okay, but if the players in baseball said, we agree to an 82-game format, we've agreed to this format, we agreed to the universal DH, we agreed to all this, we agreed to all that, we want to continue talking because we don't agree on the money, would you hit it then?
Well, baseball players I don't trust.
But this is the same thing.
They've agreed on parts of it. In good faith, I trust the hockey players over the baseball players. The baseball players are always finding a way out.
But
always. They're always trying
there
to find
you go.
Something.
There's Chris Bleck, always behind the rich man, always behind the owner, always supporting the man.
There's no one.
Let
there's
it
no
be
more,
known.
There's no more working man than the hockey player.
Let it be known that Chris Bleck supports
Please.
The owners and
get out of here.
Therefore he supports the man. Not
okay.
just any man, the man.
Okay, so no sounder, no breaking news sounder, but the news is that the NHL's Players Association is okay with the proposal, and now they are going to try and figure out how do you actually accomplish this.
Yes, we have no idea what cities they're going to play in, what bubble cities they're going to play in.
But let's be real.
We don't know.
That means if there is hockey, the Blackhawks are going to be in the playoffs.
Yes, if there is if indeed there is hockey and they reach an agreement to restart playing the season, the Blackhawks are back.
The 32-30-8, the 72-point Chicago Blackhawks, 7th in the Central Division. They will be a playoff team.
And let it be known.
As long as they all agree on all the fine logistics to get this done.
When they hired Colleton, when they got rid of Coach Quinville, they said, do you believe this team is a playoff team? We believe this team is a playoff team. And guess what? Who laughs last? The Blackhawks, because they are indeed a playoff team. All it did was take a pandemic.
Well, I mean, who's actually laughing last, though?
Whoever wins the Stanley Cup.
What? I don't think that's how it works. I don't think at all. I think you're supposed to say Rocky Wirtz would laugh last. Isn't that who would laugh last in that situation?
I guess.
If the organization said that they were going to be a playoff team?
Yes. Therefore, then Rocky Wirtz, yes.
He will have the last laugh?
Yeah.
Because they will be a playoff team?
Yes.
Okay. I'm glad we established that tonight here on ESPN 1000. Okay, so there we go. So hockey moving in the right direction, that's their idea. Mm-hmm. Do you like their idea? 312-332-3776. 24 teams get in. It's a different year. We get that, right? So you have to think outside of the box. How can you create the best product for television? They're going to have the 24 teams and the top four teams in each conference going to play each other, and then everyone else is going to go into a play-in tournament. And those teams will then create what we have as the playoff brackets.
Look, it's weird, man. The whole year is going to be weird. But when you're talking to Christopher Joseph Bleck Jr., and he said, he goes, he's your grandson. And he goes, Papa, how come the Blackhawks, a 500 team, won the Stanley Cup that year? You can go pandemic. How come they only played half a baseball season and a bunch of players didn't want to?
Why does he sound like that?
They stayed home because that's what kids sound like in 40 years. I don't know. And you go, well, pandemic. That's going to be the answer. There's no asterisks. We all know what is going on. We're all aware of what is going on. You're not going to, like, if the Lakers win the NBA, if the NBA comes back and the Lakers win the championship, you're not going to be like, well, you won in that pandemic year. It's like, okay, so did everybody else. It's not something that's unique to the sport. It's not a lockout. It's not a labor disagreement. It's a global pandemic that everybody's dealing with, and the sports are going to adjust. Simple as that. It's 1 year. And maybe some good stuff comes out of it where you get some changes to sports that are good. I mean, where you get, like, you know, the universal DH in both leagues in baseball. Maybe you get, you know, less. Maybe you get a different time that the NBA season is played, and maybe that's what comes of it.
You know, and you look at this whole thing, I like that the players of the National Hockey League and the owners, I like that they're getting on the same page. Now, will the logistics of figuring this out? There's rumors out there that only two bubble cities might come into play. There's also rumors that it could be up to 8 or 9 places where these games could take place for the NHL. I know, like, heading the last couple months, right, as we've been sitting in this pandemic, we've been looking at this whole thing and suggesting, like, hockey's going to have the toughest time securing places to accomplish this goal.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like they kind of have an idea. And I like that it's actually heading towards something. Let's go to Dan in West Chicago. You're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Dan?
Hey, guys. How you doing? Just wanted to comment about the NHL format. I'm all for it. Of course, yes, the Abdallah, yeah, the Blackhawks made the playoffs. Surprise. The problem they're going to have is finding cities that they're going to be able to play in. I know Florida has opened everything up, Arizona. I play in a men's league, and we've played in the summer, and it'd be interesting if they're not going to have fans, how those rinks are going to hold up, because we've played in fog. I don't know if any of you guys.
Yeah. Soft ice.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's fun. It's fun. And but I'm all for it. I miss the sport. I haven't played since Friday the 13th in March, and all my buddies and I are just going crazy.
Well, Dan, just remember this. Lifelong Blackhawks fan Adam Abdallah never counted this team out. Never did?
Yeah, well, no. I'm not saying, I'm just glad they're going to be in. But I do have a comment on the baseball, baseball guys are.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
They're one of the highest average salaries that's out there, and they're moaning and groaning the most, it seems like, about, you know, having a half salary. Believe me, 90% of the world doesn't make what they make, and I get some of their stuff with the health and all that other kind of stuff, but stop whining and play the game. You guys are going to have the easiest time as far as social distancing, as you know, when you guys were talking about it earlier about playing on the field. They should get out there and start playing. Plus, if I'm not mistaken, back in the day, baseball players pretty much, you know, screwed up the way that guys are paid anyways. Not that they aren't worth it, but the free agency in baseball is what started all the free agency throughout all the sports.
Yeah.
And I just want to see them play and stop their moaning and groaning.
Thanks for the call, Dan. We appreciate it. Let's go to Nick and Gurney. You're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Nick?
What's going on, guys? How we doing?
We're good, man. What do you think about this playoff format for the NHL?
I love it because Adam, like you, never counted the Blackhawks out, no matter what anybody says. Positive person.
Positive vibes only.
Exactly. You know, the sooner we get hockey back, you know, the sooner we get Eddie Olczyk back on the TV.
Yes.
And once Edzo's on the TV, everything is fine.
That's true. That's true.
You know what's going to happen is they're going to be playing. Then there's going to be all this stuff going on. The Kentucky Derby's happening. He's going to be helicoptering from game to horse event.
Edzo?
Yeah, yeah. He's going to get the presidential chopper treatment, and he's just going to be like, I got to do this race, and then I have to go to this NHL game, and then back to another race, and then do another NHL game.
Hey, Nick, do you think Cap will let Edzo use his chopper?
Maybe.
Have you guys heard that Cap has a helicopter? He kind of goes back and forth with it.
I don't know
because, you know, maybe Edzo's negative to Cap and Cap's all about positivity, so I don't know if he'll let Edzo use it, you know.
Well, I hope he does. See.
Well, Cap hasn't really been using it a lot because he used it, you know, like he uses it, he drives into work, right? And he only uses it to get to the studio when there's breaking news for him to get to. Now, I assume that once there's a baseball agreement, he's going to fire up that chopper and get to NBC.
Thank you for the call, Nick.
All right, we'll see you guys.
What are we even talking about?
Lifelong Blackhawks fans are rejoicing tonight.
No, I know that part.
They're rejoicing.
I'm saying the helicopter deal that
they're rejoicing.
Did you see this list on CBS.com about the 100 best NFL players?
I didn't. I'm not going to lie to the people.
So we don't need to go through the entire list, 100-1, but I thought the top 10 was interesting. Number 10 in the NFL is Aaron Rodgers. I'm going to give you the whole list, and then I'll tell you why I think Aaron Rodgers at number 10 is. The face you're making is exactly kind of what I thought, too. Aaron Rodgers, number 10? Did they watch him play last year?
I don't know if he's...
Like, I know he went 26-4 touchdown interception ratio.
I might take 10 quarterbacks before Aaron Rodgers.
Thank you. When I saw this list, I saw Aaron Rodgers at 10. I was like, wait, the 10th best player in the league? Mm. And I looked at it again. I was like, do they mean quarterbacks?
No.
Offensive players? No. Okay, number 9, Khalil Mack.
Okay.
He dropped, you know, a lot of people were saying, like, a lot of lists had him in the top 3 or 4 the last year. Before last season?
His production dropped last year.
He dropped. Number 8, Chandler Jones, Arizona Cardinals linebacker. Number 7, Lamar Jackson, Baltimore Ravens quarterback.
Only 7?
Yeah, only 7.
Okay. All right.
Number 6, Stephon Gilmore, Patriots cornerback.
Yeah.
Number 5, Christian McCaffrey, Panthers running back.
Really?
Yeah. Number 4, Michael Thomas, Saints wide receiver.
Okay, yeah.
Aaron Rodgers, number 10.
No.
I'll give you the top 3 next.
You're listening to Black and Abdallah on ESPN 1000. Chicago's home for sports. This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
This is Black and Abdallah on ESPN 1000.
CBS's Pete Prisco has a list of the top 100 NFL players. Here's the top 10. Aaron Rodgers at 10. Number 9, Khalil Mack. Number 8, Chandler Jones. Lamar Jackson at 7. Stephon Gilmore at 6. Number 5, Christian McCaffrey. Number 4, Michael Thomas. So I asked you before we went to the break, what were the top 3 individuals, or 2 quarterbacks and 1 positional player on the list? I think it's pretty obvious.
Well, yeah, it's Patrick Mahomes. It's Deshaun Watson.
And wow. Wrong.
Really?
You are wrong. Yes. There's a quarterback that's not been named who's obviously the second best quarterback in the NFL.
Oh, Russell Wilson.
Russell Wilson's number 3 on the list.
My fault.
Number 2, everyone agrees. It's like the go-to. Number 2 is Aaron Donald, defensive end, defensive tackle for the Los Angeles Rams. And number 1 is Patrick Mahomes, Kansas City Chiefs quarterback. So that's your top 10 list. You mentioned Deshaun Watson. I'm going to try and scroll and see if I can find Deshaun Watson on this list.
Okay, let's. All right, hold on a second.
What?
So
I'll try and find him.
No. You keep. I've got.
60 second. There you go. 60 second.
What?
60 second. Yeah.
I would take him before I'd take Aaron Rodgers. Like, if we're just doing quarterbacks, right?
Yeah, right.
If we're just doing quarterbacks, it's Patrick Mahomes. It's Russell Wilson, who I forgot. Sorry, Russell.
Yeah.
You know, I've been listening to a lot of Future, so that's probably why.
Okay.
And then
It's a great line.
Thank you. And then Deshaun Watson.
I'll hit you with it. There you go.
And then Lamar Jackson. And then
Lamar Jackson's not the third best quarterback in the NFL.
But I would take him before I took him. If I was starting a team right now, I'm not taking Aaron Rodgers.
What if you had to win one game?
That's different. That's a different conversation.
Well, which conversation do you want to have? You want to build a team? You want to win one game? It's a Friday night. What can we do here? What do you want to go? Which way do you want to go down this path to argue quarterbacks? Because I can do both. Because you're not taking Lamar Jackson if you're winning one game. I don't know.
No. Are you sure?
To build your team?
You wouldn't take the Ravens offense right now?
Aaron Rodgers is 36.
That's what I'm saying.
He could be your quarterback for 5-6 years.
But you're also not nitpicking. You're not just pulling quarterbacks and wide receivers in places. You're taking the quarterback and their team. You're taking their team. Okay?
I understand.
So
the Packers were 13-3 last year.
I think right now,
I know that everyone thinks that they suck.
I think based on that list, it's the same conversation. Who would you take a quarterback if you had to go into if you had to start your season right now?
I know. This is it. Life or death. Life depends on a win.
No, that's not fair.
Why is that not fair?
Because.
I think that's perfectly fair. I don't know if I would trust Lamar Jackson in that situation.
Is it just Lamar? Do I get to pick my wide receiver? Do I get Michael Thomas if I want?
No. It's, yeah, you're right. You can go with the offense.
I want the Ravens offense over the Packers offense any day of the week.
That's fair.
Save my life.
I'm not going to argue that.
Okay.
The quarterback might be better for the Packers, but I'm not going to argue against the Ravens offense.
If we're taking offense, then we're taking the Ravens.
So Aaron Rodgers, number 10 on the list.
That's crazy.
Top 10 player in the NFL. That's not right. Here are the players that were behind Aaron Rodgers. Drew Brees was number 11. Cameron Jordan was number 12. Joey Bosa was number 13. Julio Jones was 14. Quentin Nelson was 15. TJ Watt, 16. Ezekiel Elliott, 17. George Kittle, 18. Tom Brady, 19. Travis Kelce, 20. Now, I would argue that Brady at 19 is ridiculous as well.
That's high.
That's very high,
man. He's
he is not the 19th best player in the NFL.
He's doing a lot with very little left in the tank, and I don't know what Tampa is going to look like, but again, I'm not going to count Tom Brady out, and if I had to win a game to save my life, I might take him, but I don't know what him and the Bucks offense is going to look like.
So number 10 and 11, I think that's interesting. Who's the better quarterback for this next season, Drew Brees or Aaron Rodgers?
Drew Brees. I think Drew Brees has more left in him than Aaron Rodgers does.
Really?
Yeah, I think so. Because, again,
Drew Brees looks bad, he looks like he's about to retire.
Okay.
When Aaron Rodgers looks bad, you still know he has time left in the career.
He has time left in the career because he's making better decisions. Like, he's not throwing the ball because he's got no one to throw the ball to, so he just throws it out of bounds. Like, he's making better decisions that way, whereas Drew Brees still has, like, he has Michael Thomas. Like, again, are we taking the offense or are we taking the quarterback? Because I would take Drew Brees and the Saints offense before I took Aaron Rodgers and the Packers offense.
Yeah, no, we're talking about the individual players because this is a individual player list.
Like, okay, how about this? If you put Aaron Rodgers on the Saints, or if you put Drew Brees on the Packers, you would still have more success with the Saints just because of what's around them.
Yeah, I mean we heard the list. They have the fourth best player in the league.
Yeah,
Michael Thomas is incredible as a wide receiver.
I'm still taking Drew Brees before I take Aaron Rodgers. I think
so too. Who's okay? So after Tom Brady, who's the next quarterback on the list? I'm scrolling, so I'm trying to figure those out.
After Tom Brady?
Next quarterback on the list after Tom Brady.
It's probably...
I don't think you'll guess this.
Kyler Murray.
No, but it's that direction of the country?
Baker, no.
Dak Prescott at 46.
Yeah.
Now, that's interesting that Dak is at 46 because Dak is definitely in the news right now because the Cowboys have not given him a contract extension. Now, the whole thing swirling around the Cowboys and Dak Prescott, I feel like they've built their team ass backwards. They paid the running back. They paid the other skill position guys. They paid guys on defense, yet they're not going to pay your franchise quarterback. So what, you're going to tag him? He's going to make, what, $31.5 million on the franchise tag? What are you doing? Just sign the quarterback and then take care of the other things after it. Isn't that what you're supposed to do? And if you're not going to do that, then go get a different quarterback. Like, well, Dak, like, if I, as a Bears fan, it really irritates me that a team has a guy who could be a franchise quarterback for the next 10 years.
And they don't want to play him.
And they don't want to pay him.
Yeah. Well, to me, it's they screwed up by paying Ezekiel Elliott. You should have never, you don't pay running backs like that.
Yeah, that's
what. So the question shouldn't be like, there's questions like the front page of ESPN.com, if you go to the NFL page, is should the Cowboys pay Dak Prescott? Of course they should. But they shouldn't have paid Ezekiel Elliott, so then they had more money to pay Dak Prescott. You should have never paid Ezekiel Elliott. You don't pay running backs. That's how you pay. You wear them out on their rookie contract, and then you get the next, you draft the next Ezekiel Elliott. You try to, and you shore up that offensive line. And you have a better, you have a great quarterback. I'd kill for Dak Prescott on the Bears. Are you kidding me?
So if the Cowboys, they place the franchise tag, the exclusive franchise tag on Prescott, $31.4 million for 2020, they have until July 15th to give him a contract extension. Without a long-term contract signed by that date, Prescott will play on the tag throughout 2020 and cannot sign a long-term deal with the Cowboys until after the season ends. So, you know, what's that? That makes him the fourth best quarterback, the fifth best quarterback in the league based on this list.
Yeah.
I don't think Dak Prescott is that good.
No.
But I would say he's around that top 10 number, though. Best quarterbacks in the league. And I would say if I was building my team, I would rather have Dak Prescott going forward than Aaron Rodgers. If you want to get into that conversation,
well,
Rodgers at number 10.
Well, that's easy because of age and what he's
got.
No,
I think right, like, now Dak Prescott's a better player.
I'm not starting a team with Aaron Rodgers because he might be done in two or three years.
Am I too high on Dak Prescott? I really like him.
A lot of people don't like Dak Prescott.
No, I know. He's a hot button player. He's a guy that really, like, a little Jay Cutler-esque when you look at the two different conversations that take place.
Either
he really sucks or he's awesome. And I think he's really good.
Why is it that every Cowboys quarterback is like that, though?
Well, they're a team that everyone pays attention to. That's probably why.
I think that they're doing a disservice by letting this run out with Dak Prescott. By not signing him to a deal. I know he wants a ton of money. And you shouldn't pay him that much money, but you should come to terms so you're not paying him $31 million this year. That's crazy. He's not worth $31 million.
What was that report that the Cowboys disputed, that he wanted $45
million
a year?
Yeah. Get out of here.
That's incredible.
$45 million. Well, maybe they're doing themselves. Maybe they don't want to get hamstrung by another by having the Joe Flacco deal.
And the quarterback after Dak Prescott is at 62 is Deshaun Watson. So there's quite a big gap there.
I would take Watson before Dak Prescott.
Yeah, I would too.
Are you kidding me?
I would take both of those individuals over Aaron Rodgers.
Yes, but I am very surprised that Deshaun Watson is not higher. That's why. What? Is there a blurb? Read the blurb.
Yeah, you want the blurb?
Read the blurb.
You wonder what he'd be like with more help with an offensive line. He threw 26 touchdown passes and 12 picks last season, which isn't great. Some blurb.
So he's not higher because of stuff he can't control?
What kind of blurb is that? Good job, Pete Prisco.
Yeesh.
Matt Ryan is at 70 quarterbacks on the list. I'm just saying.
Where's Kyler?
Kyler Murray? You got to talk while I look at this, son.
Okay, well, to me, Kyler Murray is not top 10, but he's...
Kirk Cousins, 86. Get out of here.
Before Kyler Murray, get out of here, Pete Prisco. Get out of here. You're bad.
All right. What is this list? Kyler Murray is not on the list.
Can we go back in time and not? You saw the Tenet trailer, didn't you?
Yeah.
Can we go to the future and not do this segment?
Kyler Murray didn't even get in the honorable mentions section at the bottom.
I'm confused.
No Kyler Murray.
That's insane. He's one of the
Carson Wentz in that mentions area. Ben Roethlisberger, a honorable mention.
Ben Roethlisberger got an honorable mention and not Kyler Murray?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. How about that?
Dude.
How about that, Shane?
I want to delete that article.
I can't delete it from the internet.
It's on
CBS.com.
Delete it from the internet. It's not a good article.
Nick on the north side. You're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Nick?
Hey, guys. If I was the Bears, and I know we're talking about just QB ranking.
Yeah.
If it was up to me, and we had a choice, I would go and get Aaron, keep him, sign him, bring him on, and then you got to go and find your future. The problem is with us, we've never had that. It's always been a Band-Aid, not such a good Band-Aid, a bad Band-Aid, maybe a huge Band-Aid with quarterbacks. You've got to go find it, and the Bears need to do that. And I would start with Aaron Rodgers being proper Band-Aid for us.
All right. I appreciate the phone call, Nick. And, you know, if the Bears were able to pull that off, wouldn't that be like the greatest quarterback heist ever? To land Aaron Rodgers, to get something out of him, and then to then go and find your next quarterback to take over for Aaron Rodgers. I like Nick's idea. I think it's a good idea.
Yeah, I don't think the Packers would ever trade him to the Bears, because if he comes in and beats you as the Bears quarterback, then how does that look?
Well, I mean, it looks bad.
Yeah.
But what if they're ready to move on to Jordan Love?
I get that.
I just don't think Aaron Rodgers is a top 10 player.
No, he's definitely not a top 10 player. You don't trade him within the division. You definitely don't trade him in the division.
I'm trying to.
Could you imagine trading Khalil Mack to the Vikings?
No.
Okay, same thing. Same thing.
I'm trying to Control-Alt-Delete this Pete Prisco column on CBS.com. Nothing's happening. I think it's going to turn my computer off. I don't think it's actually going to remove it from the internet.
Don't do that. We already lost Twitch.
We just spent the last 10 minutes on that, and Kyler Murray's not even an honorable mention.
You're giving an honorable mention the dude that's...
But Aaron Rodgers is 10th in the league.
He looks like he's done nothing but eat Christmas hams and has a beard that he hasn't trimmed, and now he trimmed it because his arm is ready. What is going on?
We throughout The Last Dance, has a segment here on the show called Bulls Backstory. We take a look at another item with our new backstory coming up next.
You're listening to Black and Abdallah on ESPN 1000. Chicago's home for sports. This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
This is Black and Abdallah on ESPN 1000.
Check out the Giving Small Businesses a Big Future contest for Waddle and Silva. You guys have been doing this for the last couple of weeks, right? Really cool contest.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't really call it a contest, but we're trying to, you know, everybody's struggling right now. We're trying to help a small business here at ESPN Chicago and First Midwest Bank. We're teaming up with them to award a free $50,000 advertising campaign on these very airwaves to a small business, to a local small business. So if you go to thrivingtomorrow.com, there's an application for your small business, whether you're a tailor, whether you're a small restaurant, whether you're a brewer, there's guidelines that you have to follow that are on there. And if you meet those guidelines and you fill out the application, tell us in 300 words or less between now and June 5th, tell us why your business should win this free advertising campaign. And you can hear commercials for your business, and hopefully it helps you out. So this goes on, like I said, for another couple weeks here, about 2 weeks here. And then we'll pick a winner from the applicants. We've got a bunch of them right now. And it's going to be so
really
tough.
Cool.
I was talking to Mike Thomas, our market manager, about it, and he's just like, every single one, like, you feel awful for these people that are struggling right now, and it's literally the least we could do, you know, is to try to help these people. So us and First Midwest Bank coming together, it's a great cause. So whatever kind of business you are, if you fit the requirements, go to thrivingtomorrow.com and fill out the application.
ESPN Chicago and First Midwest Bank teaming up to award a free $50,000 advertising campaign on ESPN 1000 to a local small business, thrivingtomorrow.com. Check it out and sign up. First Midwest Bank, a member FDIC. Black and Abdallah with you here on ESPN 1000, the ESPN Chicago app. Abdallah, have you started anything during the pandemic and then completely given up? Like, when we first started the quarantine, my wife and I signed up for a college class on sociology, and we both took the first class.
What school?
I think it was Cornell or something. I can look it up. It was this online deal that they were pushing at the start.
I said a bunch of swear words at you. Well, Cornell.
Either way.
How would you do that to Columbia?
We each took one class. Like, yeah. I'm still signed up. They keep sending me the reminders to do the second week. I haven't done the second week, and I don't think she has either.
Oh, so it's like a do it as you want to type class?
Well, you're supposed to stay on a
path.
A path, but yeah. I have lost my way. Have you started anything and been like, screw it?
It's not. I don't think I've started anything and stopped it and said, screw it. Like, you and I have the luxury of we still come to work every day. So yeah. We still have a sense of normalcy.
Something to do.
Yeah, we still have something to do. So it's not like I'm sitting at home, I should work out more, or I should run more, or I should do this. You know what? I kind of don't mind not getting a haircut. I kind of don't mind the baby curls. I might stick with them. I might keep the baby fro. We'll see.
Really?
I mean, I'm going to clean up the sides and the back once I can go get a haircut. But other than that, baby curls are staying.
Thank you to Sean Davis for producing the show. We'll be back on Sunday morning, 8 to 10.
You're listening to Black and Abdallah.
ESPN 1000.
Chicago's home for sports.